Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Well, welcome to the 1982nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to another episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. What up, what up, what up? For everybody who is listening, and this is the first time that you've ever been a Purpose Kingdom Network, the first thing I want to tell you is that it's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK. Hey, it's going down in the PK. I just brought that back for somebody that has been listening to us before, might have fell off, and now it's coming back. We want you to know that right where you are is exactly where we need you to be. Nowhere better, nowhere worse. Just right now, where you are in this moment, God is sealing it with a yes right now. So because God is sealing it with a yes right now, what we're going to do is we are going to take this 1,982nd episode and we are going to tell you. Tonight, we're going to talk about what the hell. Like, let's really talk about it. And I thought about it and I said, well, what are we going to do? We're going to invite the people to call in and talk about it. If you got something on your chest that you need to get off or you don't understand something, tonight is the night that we're going to just wash it through and let's talk about it. So if you'd like to join me live on the air, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. Again, the number is 319-527-6091. And if you are compelled to speak, you can press 1. That will signal the board to let me know that you are ready to speak. And I'll just bring you right on in and you have your time to say what you need to say. So if you know someone that's going through something right now that is trying to understand why they're in the situation or why the situation has, the opportunity has closed or passed, or if they just feel like they're a little lost in something, I invite you to then share this with them, invite them in, let them know that we are about to begin, but they can come on in, have a seat, find out, they can eavesdrop, or they can actually ask their question and we can actually, you know, do some real, real, real think work today. But the reason why I put the topic as what the hell, let's talk about it, was because when people think of hell, or do people think of hell? That could be the first question. Do we really believe that there is a hell? You know, some people say, you know, there's no heaven, there's no hell. Well, I ain't never had anybody come back and tell me that there was no heaven. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to live my life like there is the heaven. So that way when I do go, I know that my soul is resting now, you know, in heaven. But is that true? Maybe not, because I guess my soul recycles and then goes back to the next body, and then my soul is placed into a baby, and then that soul now gets another chance to be born again. You know, it gets really iffy and touchy when you start dealing with what's going on, how does it work, is life what it really is, what happens after death. The blessing of it is no one has ever come back and told you what has happened when they die. So we need to formulate what it is that we do, why we do what we do, and then call it what it is. Some of it might be just fear. Some of it is the unknown. But I say that hell is any place where God is not. So, yeah, I said it just like that. Any place where God is not. So if you are, let's just say, in your regular day and you don't pray, you don't have conversations with God, you don't ask him to help you with anything, you don't have, like, I mean, some people even ask to get, They ask for everything. They ask for help through the traffic to get them to where they need to go, to clear the airways, and, you know, to clear everything so that they can get through to what they need. Sometimes, but other times it's not. So when I say hell is any place where God is not, then it says, let's talk about how we are formulating our world, how we are living our lives, how we are raising our children, how we are nurturing our families, but we're doing it all without God. What the hell? Talk about it. Anything that God is not is hell. So therefore, when you're looking at situations and you're trying to figure out why would God do that, you would have to look back and say, God didn't do that. Somebody else did that. Man did that. And now we have to fend for what we need to fend for because we're living in the situation, you know? But it was not a God-ordained situation. It was a hell situation that now we have to put a little God in it to make it look right, to make it come back from. So I, you know, we are broadcasting all over the world, but we are ported in the city of Philadelphia, which is on the east coast of the United States. And what I can tell you is that right now, it's not just the city of Philadelphia, but there are many, many, many cities that are being plagued with this senseless violence. And when I say senseless violence, within the last, I think, 4 days in Philadelphia, we've had at least 12 kids being shot, and I mean like kids, like this doesn't make sense. Like you would, you know, you hear about a kid getting in a situation, you hear about a kid happening to get into a fight that escalated into a gun situation. But now lately what we're seeing is that they are waiting for a group of children to get somewhere, like a SEPTA bus or like the, you know, where they all are gathered, and then they shoot up the bus stop. It's the weirdest thing ever. When it happened on Monday, it was almost like, okay, this is really bad. But by the time it happened again on Wednesday and 8 more kids got shot the same way, oh no, there's a situation that we need to talk about and nobody really wants to talk about it. They can call the elephant in the room. They can call whatever, however they want to. But basically what is going on is we are in hell. What the hell? Ain't no way in the world we're living in these times and we think that God is in it. And when I say that is because the people that know God, the people that know how powerful he is, the people that know what he is capable of, the people that know why he does what he does, those people, the people that are the ones that would be considered to be people in the way, right now you're in the way because what you're doing is not doing what God is calling you to do. Like when you see things that are wrong, you speak them. You speak at them. You let them know they're wrong. If people are out of place, you should let people know they're out of place. Why? Because there's an order to some things that maybe some people don't know. So therefore, if they don't know, they cannot be accountable for their actions because they don't know. So then the people that do know, who are we are the people that do know. We need to act like we do know and then profess it to somebody else and let them know, hey, guess what? We do know. So what we won't let you do is act like you don't know, because if you didn't know, now you know, because I'm telling you what it is now. That way you understand what it is so that we don't have to go through the situation again. Because once I now tell you the situation, now I expect from you to be a little bit better, because I expect to see that you see what I'm telling you. And because of the fact that I know that I just told you, it might not happen overnight, but I know it will happen because you no longer can walk around acting as if you don't know. You know how when they say you know better, you do better? It's that simple. When you know better, you do better. But we live in a world where people would rather not do. They'd rather not do the better. They'd rather watch you do this dreadful thing that you're doing and then talk about you. as opposed to stopping you from doing that thing. What the hell? We need to get better. The reason why we need to get better is because as we are watching babies being born, that is a symbol to God that says that he is not through with us, still doing what he said that he was going to do. And that is to make man in his image, in his likeness. And he's doing it, and he's doing it well. The question is, what are you doing with his image and his likeness on you? Was that wrong? Give me a call. Let me find out what you think. 319-527-6091 is the number. Don't forget, if you press 1, that'll signal the board and let me know you want to speak. But for the most part, what we have learned and understood is that anything that we believe can happen should happen. And usually what happens is because of the gun violence, the broken families, the discrimination, and all the other things that we go, that we deal with in a course of like one shot of a day, it becomes a place where you're looking for solutions. People are trying to figure out what to do next. What should we do next? How do we do what we do, and it becomes so effective that it actually works? I'm suggesting that whatever we do, we need to do it together. Right now, when you listen to people and you listen to groups, there's every individual group wants to do what they want to do because that's what God has called them to do. There's got to be a place in there where God is talking to the body. You know, like we all are a part of one body. So it can't just be the arms and legs talking, but it's got to be the head, the legs, the arms, you know, your feet. Everything has to be working properly in order, you know, for the machine to actually be able to do what it needs to do. So for tonight, because we're talking about what the hell, and I told you that hell is any place where God is not. The focus then is now, let's shine a light on the things that we want to stay in the darkness or that the enemy tries to keep in the dark. Because, you know, as long as it's in the dark, it will never be able to be free, all the way free, because they say the truth sets you free. So as long as you're sitting in the dark with it, you're not really sitting in truth. You're sitting in something else. And it's understandable. The reason why it's unexplainable is because we go through so much, the social economic inequalities, you know, the lack of access to quality education, the economic opportunities sometimes are not always the best. You know, sometimes there's like this feeling, it seems as if there's like this feeling of hopelessness and frustration. And that is why we get the reactions of what we get, and that's why the violence comes the way that it does. And the reason why it's happening, I believe, is because there's really a feeling of hopelessness. And when you have no hope, it's almost like there's no reason for you to live. There's no will in this thing. There's no better. There's some people that won't be able to ever see better. And the reason why they'll never be able to see better is because they don't know better. They don't know anything about better. But there's people out there. There's people that, like you, there's people like me that know better. We know better. We stand on better. And then every day I vow to make it better. You know? That's how you do it. People are dealing with mental health issues, you know, and then especially if they're untreated. Most untreated mental health conditions, like, you know, with trauma, depression, anxiety, they are likely to increase the violent behavior and also make the family relationship a little bit tighter. Well, I should say a little bit harder, because it's straining, especially if you have, you know, especially if there's an illness inside the family that is kind of like breaking the family ties. So you don't even understand what's going on. Like, there's a lot of different things that can break up the family but like divorce is the big one. You know, a lot of times it's substance abuse, people that are doing different things. Sometimes it's just domestic, you know, domestic violence is really, really big. The lack of parental involvement. I know somebody out there right now is thinking, well, if we could just get these kids together, you know, these kids would be all right. And so in the next breath, you can't really talk about kids without talking about their parenting, like their parents, because they do have parents, believe it or not. Some of them might act like they don't, but I believe that they all have parents. And when we can get into the actual breakdown of family, then you'll see how things become unstable, because if there is domestic violence, if there is abuse that's going on in the household, things are not as though they seem. They may just seem like hell. What the hell? When you're looking at the different things that are going on and you're saying to yourself, there's got to be a place where I can come in and implement something that will make this world a better place. That's what God is calling all of us for. We've all been made here. We've all been sent to this earth to fulfill a purpose. When you hook up with your purpose in life, the reason why God made you, the reason why you wake up every morning to do what you do every day, there's a reason why you're doing it, and that's because God has shown you that there's a purpose for you in this earth. When you find the purpose for you in the earth, life becomes a completely different beast. And what I'll say is that it's sometimes really hard for children and, you know, children and parents to come together. And the point of why we need them to come together is because now there's a point where they are so many generations away from the church that it has gotten scary. Like, what the hell? And what do I mean by that? Walk with me. Let's see if I could say, like, years and years and years and years and years ago, you know, when Israel was in Egypt land. That type thing. And God had to send Moses to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. You know, like that. Remember that when we all grew up oppressed so hard they could not stand? Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Remember, you understand where I'm coming from? So therefore, who's the Moses? Who's calling us to tell the people? Who's calling to say, Pharaoh, you got to let these people go? Right now, in that generation, you have them that went to the wilderness. Now, mind you, remember, they could have went the other way to Canaan, but if they'd have went the other way to Canaan, they would have been there in a couple of days. So they would never have gone through the turmoil and the stress and the problems that they went through in the 40, because sometimes it's about the struggle and making the struggle make sense, and finding where God is in the struggle that understands and allows you to actually be able to do the struggle, because you understand that the reason why you're struggling is because God has called you to this point so that you can now become the example to somebody else that says that this struggle ain't that bad and we gonna make it through. Now, I do know that some people are like not dealing with that at all, but I'm thinking, that was one generation. So now you think the generation, half that, most of that generation died off, right? Because Caleb is the only one, Jacob and them is the only one that went over there to Canaan. So because now we have this land that is there, you have these people that know about God because God set the Israelites free. So as a kid of the Israelite, you always hear about the stories of what they did and how it worked and how it was a struggle, but they made it work. So now another generation goes by, and out of that whole generation, there's only two people that are left. So out of those two people that are left and they go into the city of Canaan, then it's like, okay, this is all our land. You know, remember the land filled with milk and honey? And the reason why they was filled with milk and honey is so that it could provide everything that we need. And any case, wherever we are, how it wants. So the concept today, the concept for like the rest of the year really should be bringing God back into the full focus. I mean, yeah, let's bring him back into the full focus. The reason why I say that is because now, mind you, there was one generation that went, died in the wilderness. The other one went into Canaan. So then as they grew up, now they don't know that much about God because maybe the people aren't talking about him as much because there was no saving of the, you know, there was nothing coming out of oppression so that I need you to understand that this is where my help comes from. We know that our help comes from the Lord, but when you don't realize how your help is coming, or you don't realize that you are actually getting help, you don't realize that you need help. Those are the things that God is doing, and God is doing it for you, whether you realize it or not. The day that we start to acknowledge that God is doing these things, we look better, we feel better. So therefore, we deserve better, and we act better, and we give better. That's what people are missing. Because of the fact that we don't have the God in our lives, people can do what they want to do. I just had a conversation with somebody the other day, and it was like, they don't say things to people because the people have lost it to the point where now when you say something, people are cussing you out. Well, unfortunately, I think that me being cussed out is a small token to the fact that you won't be raggedy no more. You heard me what I said. You won't be raggedy anymore. Because when you see raggedy, you should speak on raggedy. When you see something wrong, you should speak on wrong. When you see that it is something that you've been taught, but that person might not have been taught, it might be time for a lesson. Not a whole, you know, yelling at me and making me feel bad because I'm not where you are. That ain't it. But to actually let me know that you're loving on me in the way that Christ loves on all of us, but you want to do this so that I can get better, so that I can start to clean my life up and I can come back into good graces with the kingdom of God. I'm just saying that if we look at it in that manner, then sometimes it's easier to come back. A lot of people can't see a finish when you're looking at a bunch of chaos, a bunch of turmoil. But that's where faith comes in. Yes, I said it, faith. Why do I say it like that? Because I know so many people that already know what God is doing. I know so many people that have everything in order and they understand how is it going to work. They understand what's going to happen today, what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week. And they've never asked God about any of it. These are the people that are having the problems today because when they see the things, they can't speak past it. They can only speak to it because that's all they see. That's all they know is what they see. And if you always want to focus on what it is that you see and not what it is that you believe or what it is that you're believing for, then you're taking God out of an equation. And what the hell is anything that God is not in? So what you don't want to do is set up the next part of your life, the next big thing that you do. You don't want to set it up for your own good without asking God, what is your good? What makes it good for you? Tell me what you need from me, God, so that we can do what we need to do to make it work for everybody else. Like, these are the things that we need to start asking ourselves, because the more compassionate that we can be, the easier it is to include everyone in the society to really be, you know, their own individual self and bring their own beliefs and background to the situation. Now, I know some people are saying, well, you know, there's nothing that God cannot do, and there isn't. But think about all of the things that he has called us as his people to do. And yet we are not doing it. We'd rather wait for him to do it. And we'd stand there and give you this long 20, 30-minute prayer of everything that we've seen on the news. But it has nothing to do with the thinking of God to say, it's already done. some people look at me and they try to figure out, well, why is it that you always so happy? You got to be happy, because if you choose to be sad, that means that your choice is to look at what it is. Your choice is not to focus on the fact that God got up. Jesus got out the tomb. And the reason why he got out the tomb was so that he could take the sting out of all that defeat of whatever it was. Whatever was bad, whatever was negative, whatever was dead, it can die. And if you let it die, it will rise up and be able to breathe again, if I can say it like that. I do know that sometimes when we are looking at different things, you know, we're trying to figure out how does it impact us individually. And, you know, and some things are individually, but some things are really based on the community. I believe that whatever we do is going to take different communities, different families, different nationalities, different ages. It's going to take all of the things that are different about us and make that the glue that holds us together. The reason why I believe in that so much is, if you haven't known, I am the author of a book, Surviving Tough Times, On Your March, Get Set, Go. There is a place in all of us where we need a recentering so that we can make sure that the focus point on what it is that we do is God. Why do I say that? Because without God, it's impossible. So any and everything that you thought you were doing, any and everything you wanted to do, any and everything that you could do, you can't do it without God. So if you look back at it and you say, okay, well, if I could put God into the full focus of my life, how would things be different? Or would things be different? Some people can actually say that they won't be. They are the same way because they are who they are, and they've done this thing. They've had the conversation with God. They've asked God to come and reveal some things to them. There's some people that are out here that are literally hooked up and still connected to the prayer line because they understand that prayer changes things. How many people do you know that still wake up and pray? And I mean, I'm talking about pray. It's funny because when I open my eyes, I believe the first thing I do is start talking to God. And it's like I thank him because I didn't have to wake up. But the minute that I did wake up, that's the gift right there. Hello, wait a minute, I think I said something. Yes, when you wake up and you take the first breath, that is the gift. So don't look around looking for your birthday gift or anything, because once you're breathing and you're allowed to do it, then that is your birthday. So that means God is smiling on you. Why? Because if it were not for you, whatever you're doing right now wouldn't be getting done. Does that make sense? Yeah, because there's so many people that are out here that are doing this, that, and the other thing and don't understand how and why would I have something that doesn't go towards positive change, right? How would I be able to say, come alongside with me and let's stand together in unity and show the world what love and compassion really look like? I think that it's awesome to the point where when you can see your loved one, but then watch your loved one be inserted into the fixture of life. Like the other day we did a funeral for a young man, and when I tell you that the response to his funeral spoke leaps and bounds about this man's life. And that's what we need to focus on. Not so much on how loud the music is or how much of a distraction it is, but let's focus on the fact that what we've got to do now is bring things together, bring it in as a group, bring it in as a collective. And when we get that part down, then it'll be a little bit easier for us to see what it is that needs to be seen, do the things that need to be done. And, you know, all the while, keep spreading the love of Jesus and, you know, onto the world. I know that sometimes it doesn't even seem like it's possible. But trust me when I tell you, it is possible. All things are possible through Christ, who strengthens me. And because I know this, it's even harder to allow different things to happen and you not speak up on it. Because I swear, if you're the only one in the room that knows better and you don't say anything, you're as bad as the rest of them. Because that is your teachable moment. We all have teachable moments. We should have teachable moments, and we should take the time to have teachable moments. That way we know that we are teaching. That way we know we are actually helping somebody through whatever it is that they might be going through. What I don't want to happen is people just disregard it and say, you know what? What I'm not going to do is do what she says. I'm not going to focus on the fact of what God is calling me to. I'm not going to say that there's something else that needs to be done. What we're going to do is say, how is it that we can really be here right now in this moment and not have God be present? What the hell? Any place where God is not is hell. In the turmoil of life, when you have a relationship and you have a relationship that you have not asked God into, or God has not been the founder of why this relationship exists, you run into other situations. If you can focus in on the God that brought the two of you together, regardless of what the situation is, regardless of how it works, if you can keep the cord braided, nothing will withstand the cord. Now, it might get weary. It might get waterlogged. It might do all these things. It might snag on something the whole nine. But what will not happen is that he will be out there. And if you want him, all you need to do is call him. And it will make it that much easier for you. But I just know that there's so many people that would do everything in the power to do everything else but call on God. And we want to know why we're living in the world that we're living in. We want to know why it looks the way that it looks. Because the people that are in the way, the people that do go to church, the people that do know better, they don't do better. They actually shrink back. I watch people shrink back. I believe that this year, Christians should not shrink back. Believers should not shrink back. The reason why you should not shrink back is because there's somebody out there that does not understand exactly what it is that you do and why you do what you do, and that's an opportunity for you to minister about what it is that you do, why he did it with you, and why you now picked up the reins to do it for somebody else. Yeah, that's what life's about. The circle of life says that whatever you've gone through, the reason why you've gone through it is so that you can teach the next generation how not to go through it, or, you know, the best way to go through it. Some things you just can't alleviate, like you can't go around it. You actually have to go through it. It's a concept in life, but a lot of people don't want to go through anything. But David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So therefore, regardless of what you're doing, where you are, and how you're doing it, there is a part in it where you got to go through it. When you go through something, you now come out better because you understand you've been. There's some people that I can talk to and I can say something and they know automatically, I've been there. I was in the same place. I've been there. You know, and because I can relate, I've been there. They know I've been there. And if you know that someone has been somewhere, you appreciate them all the more. Why? Because they are the first people that will tell you, if it was not for God, I would not be here. If it was not for God, I wouldn't know what I know. I wouldn't do what I do. I wouldn't have the friends that I have. I wouldn't live the life that I live. But we thank God for the ability to see him, to know him, to care for him. We thank God for the ability to actually bring together individuals in community and discuss solutions that can break us free from the hellish realities that we face. And the reason why I'm saying it like that is because it's going to take everybody. It's going to take the parents. It's going to take the kids. It's going to take the village around the parents. And it's going to take the communities that we live in and the neighborhoods that we come from. Why? Because it takes everyone. Anybody that is breathing is really privy to this, what we're talking about. But then there's somebody out there that might not even understand why we're talking about it the way that we're talking about it, because they don't really understand the concept of what we're talking about. Well, I will rest on it and say to you that there's something that we do every night on Purpose Kingdom Network, and that's called the Call of Salvation. The reason why it's important is because sometimes in life, you're doing what you're doing, but you don't understand that there's a God that's bigger than you, that you can take your cares and your burdens and everything that bothers you or ills you or pains you, and you can give it to God. And if you are a person that knows what it looks like or how it feels to give it to God, I invite you to call in 319-527-6091 and maybe even tell the world about your relationship with God and how you met him and why it is that you lead with the light and the love of God so that you are killing darkness everywhere you go. The reason why I say that is because I do know that if you shine light in dark, darkness cannot stand. Darkness will not last. If you turn the light on, darkness disappears. So therefore, let's work on the light. Come out of hell. And let's focus on the light. Focus on what we can do to make this better, what we can do to make the world better, what we can do to make our lives better. And it really starts with the fact that you have a relationship with God, that you understand how much he loved you in order for him to do this thing and you know, and literally save humanity. He came and he wrapped himself in like bone, flesh. The word became flesh and walked and dwelt among us. The reason why we think that that's so scary-like is because people have a discrepancy of what happened to God in this moment. Even though they should not think about what happened to God, but they should think about what did God do for us. And if you can embrace the fact that God did it for you because he loved us so much, then you will understand that the sacrifice is real. And the reason why the sacrifice is real, because someone is out there right now today and all they do is sacrifice. And if all you know is sacrifice and all you know is being wrong, then my prayer is that God begin to right your wrong. Because I'm not here to make you change your mind or anything, but I am here to put it through your head that there might be another way to do this. And if we can get out of hell, which means that there's no God in it, we'll actually be able to focus on something and come to a common ground on it. But I know there's someone out there right now and they're like, yeah, well, I hear you and all, but I don't understand how, you know, you can say that he was born, but then he walked the earth and he became our salvation through all of it. It's like, I kind of understand the story, but I don't understand the story. And my thing is, the blessing of it is, if you are a kid, you wouldn't have to understand it. You wouldn't have to find understanding in it. It is the story that you give, and that's the story that you live with, because that's how you grow up as a kid, learning new things. So when I tell you that there is a place where you can go that you will never have to worry about this stuff again, you never have to worry about coming down to heaven, you never have to worry about being in hell away from God, you'll never have to worry about it, because you'll always understand that God sent his son for you, just like he sent his son for me. The difference of it is we have to accept him and believe him in order for all of the powerful things that it says about him to work. That's what's wrong with the world right now. We want things to go the way we want them to go and not the way that God intended them to work. If we focus on the intentionality of work, then you see that we're not as bad as we are. We just don't acknowledge who Christ is in our lives. So if you're out there and you've never had a relationship with God and you now know that whatever it is that you're doing in life is not the best thing that can be, because it's not the worst, because you're way better than you used to be, but you're nothing like you're going to be. And that's what you have to understand. So in order to do that, we do something called the call of salvation. And what it is it's real simple. It's basically you letting God know that you are a sinner. And you letting God know that you understand that he sent his son down to earth so that he can live and commune and be all of our salvation at the end. And one thing that we do know is that it didn't end on the cross. It actually had only began on the cross, because not only did he die on the cross, but then he was put in the tomb. And he was put in the tomb. But I like how they say it, because they always say it was a borrowed tomb. They always like to let you know it was borrowed, because, you know, anything that you don't plan on keeping, you can borrow it. So because of the fact that the tomb was borrowed, that then says that he was only using it so that they could do the purpose of putting me in the tomb so that I could come up out of the thing and rise past it. Yeah, that's the concept. So if you're out there and you have never ask God to come into your life, you say something like this, you can repeat after me, I am a sinner, and I admit that I am a sinner, and I need your help. I believe in your son, Jesus, who died and was buried on the cross and rose 3 days later in order for us to have a brand new life, if you would say. We ask you to look out for us. We ask you to encourage us as we grow and learn more about you. But we just thank God for your son, because if it had not been for the Lord on your side, really the question would be, where would you be? And now if you're a person out there that actually said these words and went through and genuinely, earnestly seeking to have this relationship with Christ, they say that if you tell somebody, it's sealed and delivered, and then therefore you are now a member of the kingdom. I say, welcome to the kingdom. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And guess where you got it from? Right here on D-Block Church, Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm going to pass it over to Brother Rob. He's going to do some announcements, and then we will be able to come back and do a nice little closeout. Brother Rob?
Amen, amen. Good word tonight. We all know that there's no getting out of life alive. And, you know, the best thing to have is a navigation tool, which is the Bible. And we greatly appreciate your message tonight. Purpose Kingdom Network, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you are, whether you listen to us via phone or the internet, we greatly appreciate your listenership and support of us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we also appreciate those that share with their friends and family members, let them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. When we do a live show, we do have a call-in number, which is 319-527-6091. And anytime you want to talk to any one of our hosts, you just press the number 1. Also, if you want to hear any of our past shows, you can go back to that same website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Simply type in the show name or the host name, you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. Okay, also, if you want to correspond with us via email, you can correspond with us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, or you can just send a prayer request. And also, if you're in need of a Bible, just send your contact information, and we'll see about getting your Bible. Okay, and also, don't forget to check out pkn.com, where you can hear 24 hours of music of inspiration. And please pass it on to your friends and family members. Okay, also, check out our Facebook page, which is Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, we do make major announcements on the social media pages as well as others. We're also on Instagram and Twitter under the handle purpose_kingdom. Okay, and with God's will and God's blessing, please join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for In Search of the Truth, hosted by Evangelist Cheryl Johnson. Once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour. And it's going to be the show In Search of the Truth, and it's going to be hosted by Evangelist Cheryl Johnson. Okay, with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. I'm going to hand the show back over to Minister Allen.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Show's back in.
So basically, what the hell? Bring God into our lives, getting back into the forefront so that therefore we don't have to live in a turmoil of hell. Yes, I'm letting you know that I'm not talking about the hell when you die. I'm talking about the hell that you live in when you're not connected to God. I'm talking about the hell that we live in because we live our lives according to what man says or according to what somebody else says and not what God says. We are making choices in this world today to live without God. If you did not know, you now know. So that says lean in to what God is trying to say. If you don't understand what God is trying to say, Brother Rob just told you the Bible is that thing that people usually use, the basic instruction before leaving Earth. Right. So in order for you to really live, you know, that dash, that living the dash is important. Y'all know I'm big on the dash. What goes in between that is life. And because of the fact that you can live your dash to the best of your ability with understanding and knowing who God is and what he has called you to do, it allows you to stay out of hell. It allows you to get hell off of other people. It allows you to exist the way that you need to, but be there for when God needs you to do his purpose and his will. So I want to just thank everybody for listening tonight. I want everyone to always remember, like Brother Rob said, there's archives and archives of Purpose Kingdom Network articles. We've been doing this thing for a long time. So even if you wanted to just go and listen to our very first episode from 7 years ago, you would hear the fact that one thing we do is love on you, but it's all about God. So the more we do that incorporates God, the better we are in living a peaceful, enjoyable life. The more we do without God, it will be the hell that we see. So tonight's topic was, what the hell? Let's talk about it. I hope that there's something that has been left or said that will help you get to the next, whether it's to know Jesus better or whether it's just to understand your neighbor and why they do that crazy thing that they do all the time and you just trying to figure out how can I shine light on it because I don't want to take it to hell. It's simple. It's all about a choice. Everything that we do is choice, free will and choice. And when we start to choose God over anything else, we will not be in hell the way that we are in it today. I want to thank you all for listening. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to, what is it, 8 o'clock? It's the 8 o'clock show. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow because, like I said, God is doing something powerful, but if you do not have God in your life, you are in hell. And I invite you to come up out of that hell today. And always remember that we love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And if you can't find anywhere else to go, we're here for you every day of the week. We got 2 full weeks of programming. And then once that's over, we do it all again. So make sure if you got a comment, prayer request, or anything, you hit us up on the Facebook page or you reach out by email or however, whichever way you need to get us, or make sure that you call in tomorrow and press 1. If you need prayer, make sure that you call in and get it. Don't live your life in hell, because God is out here for all of us to grab it, take hold, and see. Until next time, y'all, have a good one. God bless.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.